Recorded Books presents Agony of the Leaves by Laura Childs, narrated by Barbara McCullough.
Chapter 1. Elegant green tendrils of kelp swayed in graceful, undulating motions as grouper and sea bass peeked out from their leafy sanctuary. Bullet-shaped tuna, the IndyCar drivers of the sea, zoomed through the vast tank like silver streaks. "Fabulous," Theodosia murmured, as she watched, fascinated, separated from the 500,000-gallon tank by more than 14 inches of tempered glass. It was the grand opening of the Neptune Aquarium in Charleston, South Carolina, and Theodosia Browning, proprietor of the Indigo Tea Shop, had been tapped to cater tea, scones, and tea sandwiches for the opening night private party to honor dignitaries and big-buck donors. Except, right now, she'd briefly escaped the black-tie party and retreated to the Ocean Wall exhibit, where she was off in her own sweet reverie, marveling at the kelp garden and coral reef. She was aware of distant voices and slight chatter somewhere overhead, but right now, in this particular space, Theodosia was able to pretty much block them out. "I thought perhaps I might find you here," a genteel male voice called to her. Theodosia pulled her attention from the enormous tank and spun on her hot pink suede stilettos. "I felt the need to escape," she said, smiling and shaking her head. "But if you need me..." She smoothed the front of her short black...